The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
When the noise fades after a bereavement, many questions often remain. What's next for me and for my family? Well, Michael Herbert of Widowed and Bereaved Partners Ireland joins me now to talk about the lack of support, as he sees it, in Ireland for people facing the loss of a husband or a wife or a partner. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on the show.
Great to have you with us. My condolences first on the loss of your wife. Will you tell us about your own situation, just so we can understand where you're coming from on all of this?
I lost my wife in January 2019, after a seven-year battle with brain cancer. And at the time, I had three children. They were 17, 15 and 13. And once it happens, where do you go to find support? Who do you ring? What are you entitled to? What are you not entitled to? counselling services, what's available, what isn't available. Like, there was no place to go to ask the questions. Like, and lucky enough, a local councillor at the time put me in touch with where to go for revenue to help me out that way and sort out that part for me. Like, but even at that, when you ring revenue, there was no one in revenue that knew everything you were entitled to. Like, you to go to every, there's no one-stop place or one person or a trained person within the revenue to deal with people that are bereaved.
Yes.
They will tell you all you're entitled to. Like, and they should nearly be able to tell you the services available outside revenue as well. There should be, everything should be in a place like that you just can go in and find it and what. And like, you're dealing with probably the biggest single life event that you'll ever have in your entire life.
I think anyone who has gone through this or knows someone who has experienced it knows that the things you have to go through that you would never have imagined, you know, administrative things that you have to deal with. And I think that people assume, Michael, and tell me if this is true, people assume that there's going to be some resource there for you to point you in the right direction. And you're telling me there isn't.
So at the time, there wasn't. Like, and in 2019, then myself and Callan O'Brien came up with an idea. We'd set up a Facebook page called Widowed in Ireland. So she lost her husband in March 2019. I knew her husband. I didn't know her at the time, but we got talking and we got this going. So in that's how the Widowed and Bereaved Partners Ireland is after coming about. We have about 2,000 members in the Widowed in Ireland Facebook page. And everyone has the same issues all the time. Like, do you know? The same things come up. The same things come up every time. Same issues, the same problems. Like, one that we're working at the moment on is on the children's passport renewal. Like, for your children's passport renewal, like, you send in the death cert, you sign it into the passport form that everything I said I declare here is right and correct. It's a legal signature. And then, as well as that, because we're a single parent now, we just get an affidavit signed by a solicitor or a peace commissioner, whichever, and you get that signed and you send in that. Now, you're going in, it's actually very distressing that you're going in there and you've been brought up, being reminded, look, I'm signed this, my poor children haven't got a partner again, one of their parents is dead.
Yes.
And that'd be all right to do it once. But if you have a baby, you'll do that four times, because you'll do it as, when they're a baby, you'll do it when they're five, you'll do it when they're 10, and you'll do it when they're 15.
It's the same process again.
The same process. It can't be kept. It should be able to be. Now, we all know about safeguarding, but it should be able to be kept on record, because you sign at the end of the form, of the passport form, that your circumstances haven't changed.
And you've submitted the death cert.
And you've submitted the death cert. Your partner is still dead, unfortunately. They don't come back. And you're dealing with this. And it is actually very traumatizing. People find it very traumatizing that we're nearly being, nearly criminalized, that you have to prove it every time. Like,
The other thing,
and we're working
at
that at the moment.
If you
that's
are,
one of our first,
if you're in receipt of a widow's payment or a widower's payment, and you're a carer, or you're working and you're out sick, is there an impact on your widow's pension if you try and claim sick pay?
No, you can't claim sick pay.
You can't get anything.
You don't even, like, not even like the care of, like, if you're on a social welfare payment, even an old age pension, and you have two people on an old age pension in the house, and one of them needs caring, the other person on the social welfare pension can get a half carers. We can't even get a half sick allowance. So you're renting a house. We built all our houses. We didn't have to be in this situation. Every one of us built our houses and got our mortgages on two wages coming into the house.
Yes.
And two wages, and next thing you're down to one wage. And another thing, then the widow's tax credit is claimed for 5 years after the person has died, not from when you go back to work. So you're a young mother, a young father, and you have a baby in the house, which happens, we have in the group. You're not probably going to be, with the emotional torment of it, like, you're not going to be technically able to go back to work and maybe get someone to mind children. It might be even economically feasible to go back to work, like, and get children minded. But your tax credits start from the day that person dies. So you 5 years, and it's reduced every year. There's a different rate for first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, and then you're taxed again as a single person. So that tax credit goes down every year. But why doesn't it start from the day you go back to work, not the day the person died? Like?
Well, that would seem to make sense, wouldn't it? And then the other thing
wouldn't
is the vulnerability that people feel around the widow's pension or the widower's pension as well, that people, yeah, it would seem, are ready and willing to jump on that if they see you talking to somebody who they think you might be in a relationship with. It often gets reported up the line, doesn't it? And people get letters about it.
Yes, yeah. And technically, like, you're still running your own house on your own. You're still running everything on your own. Like, people, it's stopping people getting back out into the world again, like, after whatever length of time they decide themselves. Like.
Is that what they're telling you, Michael, that they're afraid to meet somebody for a date or a drink or a meal because their pension might be stopped?
Two people definitely have said it directly to me.
And has it happened
that's
that
really
people are...
Like, now, that's late.
Has it happened?
I don't know. I wouldn't know what... well, I do know one lady at the moment was investigated. They came to our house and they asked three times to come into her house, but she works from home and she said, no, you're not coming into my house. I'll meet you X, Y, and Z at your offices. There's no problem. I'll meet you at your office. You're not coming into my house. I'm working from home. And like they did it and she went and then she met him, but that's 3 weeks ago. They haven't even had the manners to reply back to her. What's the story? She's a nervous wreck over it. Like.
So they suspected she was in a new relationship, and if she was in a new relationship, she wouldn't be entitled to the payment.
She's started seeing someone maybe in the last year. As she says herself, 'tis what it is. She doesn't, like, who knows? Like, we all, as younger people, sure, like, you go out with someone for a while, it might work, it mightn't work. You don't know, like, you know, you have to take every day as it comes, like.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know, so, like,
surely
it's nearly putting her off the, it's nearly putting her off the thing of trying,
yeah,
to go ahead with that, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, who invests
it's her main income,
financially,
by the way.
You know, who invests financially in a relationship after a couple of months? Like, it's crazy, really, to suggest that that person is...
That it would be even a relationship.
So what are you, yeah, calling for then, Michael?
What's the idea?
We're
calling for... Well, the first thing anyway, we're working on is on the children's passport renewal thing. We're meeting with the... We're actually after getting a meeting, I think, sometime towards the end of the month with the passport office to try and make that a bit easier. Then we're working on the pension and sick pay. The widowed parent tax credits, trained bereavement staff within the social welfare departments, and as well as that for counselling within schools. That, like, if a child loses a parent, the counsellors nearly go into the school to talk to the child and their friends, because their friends don't know how to react to them, or like it's like they're a stranger to them again. Like they all find that, like, people don't know what to say to them. Like,
mm-hmm,
it's like the elephant in the room. Like,
of course,
you know?
It's very difficult. So if people,
and that's one of the big things, and that should be done automatically. That tinned up to the school whether they come in or not. Like, it's if someone child loses the parent, school makes a phone call. This child has lost the parent. We want automatically there's guidelines in place that someone comes in from Rainbows or similar, and talks to the class and the child's friends, as well as the child who needs the support. But, like, everybody knows how to handle it. And what, like, people don't talk about it. Like, people are nearly afraid to talk about it. Instead,
yes,
it should be the other way around. Talk about the person. Talk about your loss, you know?
I have a listener here who says that they totally agree with you and that there's no support and you don't know what to do. It's mad. Then, as the years go on, you're still so lonely. And this person says, I was going to text you last week. That's going to text this programme last week. Because I've been out for a walk in a beautiful forest in my area. The smell of the wild garlic, the bluebells, the primroses, it was beautiful. But my gripe is that I said hello to three different couples out walking as well and I didn't even get a grunt back. I was so annoyed because do they realise what a hello would mean to someone who has just woken up alone again and then have had breakfast in an empty house? A hello would mean so much, and that's part of it as well, isn't it? It is the company alongside all of the admin business as well. Michael, I want to give people your website here so they know where to find you. WBPI.ie. That's where you'll find Michael.
And the Facebook page, but they'll have to, if you go into the Facebook page, you'll have to provide proof you're widowed. There'll be a message sent you on Messenger, and that's widowed in Ireland.
Okay, widowed in Ireland. Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. Michael Herbert there, who's a board member of Widowed and Bereaved Partners Ireland.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.